How's everybody doing today? Are you guys happy that there's no more snow on the ground, or just very? No, some of you want more snow, is that right? Okay, all right. Well, there's still a little bit more winter left. I know none of the adults want to hear that, but there's still some winter left, so we'll see what happens. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit more today about the gospel reading that we just heard from Luke chapter 4. And first of all, I wanted to ask a volunteer to help me. I'm thinking, Caitlin, why don't you come up here? All right, so you guys all know Caitlin? Here, stand here. Okay, everybody say, hi, Caitlin. All right, so I want to see how well you know Caitlin. Okay, so I'm going to ask you some questions about her, and I didn't talk with her about this ahead of time, so she has no idea what I'm going to ask. But I'm going to ask you some questions. You see, I want you to tell me if you think that this is believable or not. Okay? So the first thing I'm going to say is, do you think that it's believable that Caitlin is a Christian, believes in Jesus? And who thinks that's believable? Okay, good. All right, hands down. Who thinks it's believable that Caitlin likes ice cream? Do you like ice cream? Awesome. Okay, we all got that one right. Who thinks it's believable that Caitlin can yodel? A few of them think that you can yodel. Can you yodel?
No,
she can't yodel. But it's believable, right? It was believable. Like, she could have maybe yodeled, right? All right, who thinks it's believable that Caitlin has been to St. Louis, Missouri? You ever been to St. Louis?
Yes.
Okay, hey, that's pretty believable. Who thinks it's believable that Caitlin can fly?
No.
Thank you very much. Let's give Caitlin a round of applause. So here's the point. Some things are believable because we know her, right? And some things wouldn't be believable. And in our reading today from Luke chapter 4, Jesus goes back to his hometown where he grew up in a town called Nazareth. So the people that he was talking to had known him since the time he was a little boy. Jesus was reading from the scroll of Isaiah, talking all about God's promises and how the Messiah would come to preach good news to the poor, and how the captives would be free and the blind would receive their sight. And all of these people knew Jesus, but he said, "This scripture today is fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, Jesus was saying, I'm the one that was promised to come to do all these amazing things. And would you believe the people that Jesus was talking to, because they knew him, they did not think that it was believable that Jesus was the Messiah and the Savior of the world. The people that knew Jesus that well did not believe that he really could be the Savior of the world. So Jesus didn't really fit in his own hometown. It's pretty sad, isn't it? I brought something with me today to kind of show you a little bit about what this might mean. So this is one of my son Zach's favorite toys. And this is a pretty cool toy. It makes a lot of noise because he likes to bang on this. But you see how these little rods go right through the holes like that? See how cool that is? But they fit in here perfectly, don't they? Like, it's just like, you don't even really need to use a hammer if you don't want to. You can just kind of push it through. But they kind of stick in perfectly. They're the exact right size to fit in. Now, if we pretended that, let's say this red rod is us. This is you and me, okay? And let's say that this toy here is kind of like the rest of the world. So when we're born into the world, we are kind of like the rest of the world. You know, we're born sinners. We're born where we don't actually believe in God until God comes upon us and gives us the gift of faith. And when he does that, it's kind of like this tape. I've got this tape with me. And so Jesus kind of sticks to us. in baptism, in faith, when we hear the word of God and we believe it, and our whole lives long, we have this tape that wraps around us, which I'm going to call the Holy Spirit. And so our whole lives, thanks Zoe, our whole lives, God is making us more and more holy through the gift of the Holy Spirit. He brings us his word of forgiveness. He gives us the sacraments of baptism and communion. He makes us do good things in the world. God actually works through us to do good. But the more and more we live according to God's word and to what God wants us to do, the less and less we start to actually fit in the world. Because the world is full of sin and brokenness and death. And so what happens is the same kind of thing that happened to Jesus. Jesus was rejected. He didn't really fit in his own hometown. And if we wrapped this up, and I'm not going to take the time to do all this, but can you imagine if we had a whole bunch of tape all the way around this thing and it was really, really thick, do you think it would fit in this hole anymore? Probably not, right? And that's what happens to us as Christians. We might not fit in the world when we're wrapped up with the Holy Spirit, but you know what? It's okay if we don't fit in the world because we are stuck to God, right? We are stuck to God in Jesus. So if we don't fit in with the rest of the world, that's okay. God knows what it's like to be rejected in the world. And so we give thanks that Jesus came to save us from our sins and to give us the hope of heaven where we will always fit in forever. Doesn't that sound really good? All right, so let's say a prayer and we're gonna give thanks to God for that. And I'm going to ask you to fold your hands and bow your heads and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being rejected and dying on the cross. Help us to stick to you all our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, thank you guys very much. You can go back and sit with your moms and dads. Zoe said, actually, you're my dad. Okay, so you can sit with your mom. Sassy.